The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all of the rest, for those others have made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. As I mentioned earlier today, we celebrate the presentation of the Blessed Mary into the temple at age 3, when she was 3 years old. Now, as you know, we don't read about this in any of the Gospels or any of the books of the New Testament. But the way we know about it is from one of the books that did not make it to be part of the Bible, called the Proto-Evangelium of James. In the early days of the church, there are many accounts written about the life of Jesus and other letters, but obviously the church, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and as people began to listen to those stories or read those books, they realized that some of them are really not consistent with their understanding of who God is. Because the way the Bible started is first through what we call the oral tradition. People telling the stories, the apostles telling the stories about Jesus' death and resurrection, telling what he preached, the miracles he worked out. And then later on, some of them began to write them down in books. So the people had already the faith. They already knew who God is as revealed through Jesus Christ and what Jesus said and done. But some of those books that were written were not consistent with the people's experience and guidance by the Holy Spirit. That's why the church did not include them in the books of the Bible. But what we know about, you know, Mary and is that, as you know, her parents, Anna and Joachim, they couldn't have children, but God granted them a child, and that was Mary, and they decided to offer Mary to the temple. So at age 3, they took her to the temple, and in gratitude to the gift of a child, they left her at the temple to grow up and be dedicated to serving God. And that's why later on, we believe, helped Mary to say yes to the angel request for her to be the mother of Jesus. Now, the church holds on to this tradition because it's consistent with other events in the Old Testament. For example, Samuel's parents, the same thing. They couldn't have children, and when Samuel was born, they took him to the temple and left him there to serve the Lord. Even the birth of John the Baptist. Again, his parents could not have children. God granted them their request, so they offered John to serve God in various ways. So that's why the church kept that part of the Proto-Evangelium of James, because it fits with the history of the church, the history of how people recognize God and how God acts in the lives of the people. But for us today, I think what's important, not whether Mary was really presented in the temple or not, but again, that whole dedication of herself, her parents making that great gift. In the gospel, we hear about the widow who gave the two coins. It's not what we give, but it's the totality of offering ourselves. Some people can give more, others cannot give more, but can they give in different ways, not only financially? But are we given sacrificially? Are we offering all of ourselves for the kingdom of God to serve our King Jesus Christ, as we celebrated yesterday? Or it's just something of one of many different things that we are offering. Where is our heart? What's our intention? That's what's important and what Jesus presents to us today.